The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Six o'clock on your Monday morning here on the day after the snow dud.
I know. Your prediction of 8 inches.
Oh, you would charge right in with that? Sure, no problem. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, you did. That was your prediction. And you were like,
thanks for your support. Mm-hmm. Boy, you're awful smiley over there,
it's
too.
It's okay, though. I'm glad we didn't get that.
But we got this ice, and this was worse.
Yeah, I know. I hate
those. It was none of the snow and all of the bad roads.
I know. Ice is so dangerous.
So that's what you were rooting for?
No,
you were happy
I didn't want. I don't want any of this. I can't stand it. This morning out there with the ice scraper, I'm like, come on. I even scraped last night just to make sure that I was prepared.
Yes.
But then I got back out there. I'm like, I still need to scrape some more. It's out there cold. I said, I hate you, ice.
Yeah.
Ice, baby.
I blame Monica for all of this.
What?
Yeah.
How was that? What did I do?
You and your dry January. I think dry January is what ruined this because you were lamenting that you weren't going to be able to have snow wine. So I think your bad energy rooted against the snow because you didn't want snow wine.
So that killed it. That's what made it
so instead
sucky.
You enjoyed your sleet tea.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, again, road's bad. It was very bad yesterday and Saturday night and just sheets of ice all over the place. So, yes, it didn't snow as much, but it was a storm. I mean, there is no doubt about that. Roads this morning, I mean, you're going to be slippery. You got to be careful, of course, but they are clear in a lot of spots. Secondary roads, of course, are going to be less clear, but, you know, it could be a lot worse, so put it that way.
Yeah, still got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention.
Yep. Oh, and there's another storm in the forecast for this weekend.
Ah, no! Come on, we're done!
We're done.
Come on. No, I don't want to say that because Mother Nature is in control.
Monica tried to declare the end of winter last year, and it lasted until what felt like June.
It lasted forever. Mm-hmm. So I will not say anything else.
She'll just point out my shortcomings instead.
But what are you talking about? There's more.
Another storm in the forecast.
Over the weekend again?
Yeah, very similar to the one we just went through. A lot of the same question marks. Will it snow? Will it sleet? Freezing rain? Saturday into Sunday. Long weekend for a lot of people next weekend.
Yeah.
But still, just, I don't know. Right now, they'd say, hey, we might have a storm. That's all I know.
Okay.
And we'll just leave it at that. I got nothing
just
else
keep
for
you. Posted.
But hopefully you enjoyed that dusting that was out there. Sad. Oh, my kids were so sad.
Yeah, because you really couldn't do anything.
My son, he was getting ready. He wanted to just play in the snow, and he was so excited. And he woke up and he said, where's the snow? I said, well, there ain't any. That's it.
No.
Is it going to snow later? No, not really.
But this
Sorry.
Is it.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to go outside and play in the ice, have fun.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We had the lineup. Now, we knew about Maroon 5 performing at the Super Bowl.
But it had never been confirmed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a terrible secret. We've known this for, 2 months?
I know. Yeah, they're confirmed now. But we also have two others joining them. Travis Scott.
Okay.
And Big Boy from OutKast.
All right. And Big Boy's from Atlanta.
Yeah,
he's
from Atlanta.
And that's where the Super Bowl is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so February the 3rd, you can expect to see them performing.
We'll see what happens. I mean, the Super Bowl halftime show is usually a big production and halfway decent regardless.
Yep.
Maroon 5 does not excite me in any capacity.
But Big Boy could get it going.
Maybe.
That's some old school. How many people are going to tweet and say, oh my gosh, who is this rapper? He's good.
My dad sent me a text. He said, Big Boy, am I supposed to be excited about this? I said, no, you're good.
What was it last year? Was it Missy Elliott? People were tweeting out and they were like, she's all right. Who is she?
Yeah.
And she's like, she's the original. She's been around forever.
But
she
hasn't really been relevant for a bunch of years.
No.
So if you're young, she's nobody. No, you say, who is this Missy Elliott character?
I like this beat.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah, sorry, Monica. I got news for you. The OutKast is, I mean, nobody knows who they are anymore.
Nope.
They are awesome for some throwback songs. That's all they are now.
I mean, but the Super Bowl, that could change that.
We'll see.
Yes, we will. Because Kanye West, he's backing out of Coachella. Because Kanye West, we know that he is very unique in his thoughts. And what he wants. Well, he wants a big giant dome just for himself.
Okay.
And they said, no, we can't do that.
Build me an entire dome.
We can't build you a giant dome. And plus, we had to rearrange the porta potties.
Yeah, I saw that because he wanted this giant dome that was just for him, and yes. He wanted it in this specific location. They said, "Look, that's where our toilets go."
So we can't rearrange.
And he said, "I am an artist. I do not need to concern myself with toilets."
He said, "If you won't do it, then I'm backing out."
Okay,
which he is.
Fine.
It's Kanye West. I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, he tried. You know, I would make demands like that too. I require a dome.
You know what you did right there? That's probably what Kim, his wife, Kim Kardashian, probably does all the time. Just I don't know.
Are we surprised that they've stayed together this long? Like, is this longer than we expected? And from what I hear, they're having another kid.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to have another one.
So that to me says they're in it for the long-ish haul, the longer haul, I guess.
Yeah, she loves him.
Eventually, he's going to go insane, and she can't take it anymore.
Yeah,
but I guess it's not now.
No,
I don't know.
No.
But he'll be home because no one's going to build him his dome, so that's too bad.
You're hearing Monica.
And around like 5 in the morning, Ava wakes up, and she's very upset.
And Zach.
If you haven't gotten it together by now, it's too late.
It's the K92 Morning Thing.
Snowfall might have been a dud, but snow meatloaf was on point.
Oh, yeah.
My house, so.
Yeah, you ate all that meatloaf.
I know, and we made this big old thing of meatloaf, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, we'll have meatloaf, and then we'll have leftover meatloaf on Monday. Man, we kind of ate most of it.
All gone. It was that good.
There's a little bit left, but not enough to sustain a full meal for anybody in the house.
Do you do ketchup or gravy?
We do. It's a ketchup-y glaze that goes on top of it. I mean, this is Fancy Fan's house for me, so it's got things like balsamic vinegar in it and other stuff. But yeah, not gravy. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't like the gravy.
No, I like it to be ketchup-y. I like a little bit of hot sauce to go with it as well.
Sounds delicious.
That's how I like my meatloaf.
Meatloaf is an awesome food.
Yeah.
You forget about it, too.
You do. And it's very basic, and it's just meat in a loaf. Mm. And it's a high protein, if you want to look at it that way. And you forget about it, and then you eat it, and you're like, oh, yeah.
I missed you, meatloaf.
I know. And my son was trying to play it cool because he likes to act like he's awesome, and he says he hates everything. And he loves meatloaf. I know he does. It's one of his favorite things. Last time we gave it to him, he said, this is one of my favorite things. So we have meatloaf. He says,
oh, he made the face, too?
Said, you love meatloaf. No, I don't. Yes, no, you do.
He's like, I know you love
meatloaf. No, I don't.
Meatloaf.
I'm like, fine, I will put this on your plate. Then you tell me how. Oh, hey, look, it's gone. Look at that. Of course you liked it. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Oh, he said that?
Oh, he always does, yeah.
I didn't like it.
I know.
He is something else.
He is.
He likes to mess with you.
He's
get under your skin.
I'm trying to figure out the reverse psychology with him because his first response to any question you ask is no. It's I always try to gauge it with bath time at my house for the children. It drives me insane because every night they do one of two things. They either fight over who has to go first or they fight over who gets to go first.
It's one or the other.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's different.
Yes. There's no winning.
Right. Because on one end, I'll say, who wants to go first? And if one person says me, the other one says, no, I want to. And if I do it the other, who wants to go first? Not me. Well, I don't want to either. Oh, my God. Just every single night.
Oh, that's a sibling fight for you.
Oh, my God. And I'm trying to just figure out, like, how I can trick him into agreeing to the one I'm searching for. Like, that's what
won't.
It is. I know he
won't. No, he's not.
Oh, my God. I know. And I
that would happen.
I've learned from experience for the last 10 years of working with you that I can't figure out reverse psychology at all.
No, it doesn't work.
Because every time you try to do reverse psychology, those people, they just know. They know that that's what you want. And then they do the opposite of that, too.
Like, no.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Maybe you're working out this time of year. Maybe you're one of those people that's going hard.
Yep.
Like in those commercials. You always see those people in commercials. They go hard.
Yeah, they do. But a lot of people are in the gym now. I mean, it's January.
Yes.
So everybody, the gyms are packed.
Oh, they are.
And that's good. That's a good thing. You got to start somewhere. So if it takes the new year, that's fine.
And if you're annoyed by all these new people, don't worry. They'll be gone by Valentine's Day, so it's cool.
There'll be some still hanging.
Well, maybe they'll do their leisurely activities instead. Because there's some people, they want to go hard.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do it like in commercials where it's always the very end of their workout and they're pedaling extra hard. Hard.
Yeah.
Other people, they would like to go light. They'd like
to be gentle, take the time.
I just would like... have the calories burn medium-ish. So I have leisurely activities that will still burn 200 calories an hour.
Okay.
One, of course, would be The leisurely walk. You can do that. Maybe
it's a stroll in a park.
This is your leisurely walk. Howdy, partner.
And that's a good one. If you want to get your friends together, take the lunch break and just walk and talk.
The leisurely walk, you always look like the cover of AARP magazine, though. A couple of people taking a leisurely walk. That's the problem. But it burns 204 calories an hour on average. Here's another one, 219 calories an hour for bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah, you can do some
bowling. You break a sweat. You get into the game.
Well, you go back and forth, back and forth, throw that ball over and over and over again. A casual bike ride. According to this, even if you keep it under 10 miles an hour, which at that point your bike's about ready to fall over, 292 calories.
Get on your bike. When's the last time you were on a bike?
It's been years.
Like a kid? Like, where you at?
Yeah, because I've never really ridden a bike as an adult. Not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to rent a bike at the beach because I think you look like a dork when they put you on those big dorky bikes with the giant handlebars and the big fat wheels and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's probably been at least 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Well, yeah. You never knew how to ride a bike, did you?
I knew how to ride a bike, but I just didn't do that all
two
the
wheels.
Time. Two wheels, yes. Yes. I know how
I
to ride
know.
A bike.
I think
it's
I've
been
seen
a long time.
Monica tooling around her neighborhood in one of those big grown-up tricycle bikes with the basket and the flag. I've seen you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was me.
Mm-hmm. Strolling to the Knickermac. Honk, honk.
Yep.
You can ride a bike.
I can.
I don't
it's
believe
been a
you.
Long time.
So if I brought a bike long here, you time. Could ride it.
No, it's been a long time. I'd probably fall off of it.
Well, that was my question. If I brought a bike here.
I think I could do it.
You think so?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yes,
right.
I think I could, though.
Anybody driving around this morning with a bike, bring it by. Get Monica to ride this thing. She claims she can still ride a bike. Golfing, if you carry your own clubs, 314 calories an hour. If you use the cart, I think you burn one. I think that's it, just one calorie. Casual downhill skiing, 314 calories.
Downhill skiing.
And ice skating, 511. Ice skating, I wouldn't really even classify as a leisurely activity.
No.
I mean, you got to really go hard, and you got to stay.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You
on
can't
that
ice skate, can
no,
you?
No, no.
How could you possibly ride a bike then?
What?
I don't think you can ride a
different.
Bike.
That's different. Riding a bike and ice skating?
I just don't believe that you've ever ridden a bike with just two wheels.
Really? Mm-hmm. I have.
No,
I have.
I have
family that on Facebook Live, they can text it.
I think your family was holding the seat in the back for you, or it was with training wheels.
What? No, I know how, but it's been forever, so I probably will hop on a bike and just tilt over and fall over.
If anyone happens
grass.
To have a bike, you know, a lot of people, they love to drive around with their bike just on the back of their car or on the top all the time.
I see those people. Why? Because sometimes I feel like they go to the grocery store and it's showing off.
It's for moments like this where I need someone to bring by a bike so we can make Monica try to ride this thing. Preferably after the sun comes up so I can film it. We can actually see this whole thing go down. So, yes, if you have a bike, text. Let us know. 52353. Oh, and this doctor says cheering for your favorite sports team is good for your body.
In a world today where there's so many divisive things, right, to have one thing to rally and get behind is good for everybody. It's good for the soul. It's good for the spirit. They've actually looked at this, and during an exciting sporting event, your heart rate and blood pressure response can be that of very high exertion exercise. When we win, our body releases dopamine, and dopamine makes us feel really good and really happy. And when we lose, our body releases cortisol. That's our stress hormone. So, it makes us feel stressed out.
Okay, but make no mistake, if you had six beers and you watched the Cowboys game on Saturday night, that doesn't count as exercise.
It can. Like, doctor's
it. Had a workout, that's what it was.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw in you. Meet our contestants. We say good morning to Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing all right. Cindy, you sound lovely and chipper this morning. Where does the day find you? You going to work? You staying home? What are you doing?
I'm at work.
Okay, and what do you do for work?
I work in the NICU.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much for doing that. Of course, that's got to be there.
Yeah.
Rain, snow, ice, doesn't matter. So, absolutely. Okay, Cindy, cool. Hang on. That means we will... line two, and they are... Okay, good morning, Darren. Darren, are you with me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Fantastic, I got you. You're right here. Darren, where does the day find you this morning? On your way to work, at work, what's going on?
On the way to work.
Okay, and what do you do?
Civil engineering.
Okay, very nice. Cool. Cindy versus Darren. Cindy, would you like to go first or second in the game today? Cindy.
I'll go second.
Okay, second for you. Darren, you will go first. Here's the deal. Fact or Bullcrap is three rounds. I will give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw where you force your opponent to answer your question instead. Let's do this.
Round 1.
Okay. Darren, your question in round 1, fact or bullcrap. Darren, fruit snacks are covered in the same wax used on cars. Fact, bullcrap, or screw. Darren.
I'm going to go with fact.
Fact is, yep.
No.
Correct. Fruit snacks are the worst, man.
Well, now we can't be mad at the guy that was in love with his car. It was just like a fruit snack. Remember that? That dude that was like dating his car. It's kind of a weird story.
Okay. I do recall a documentary about people who were in love with objects, and there was a guy who loved his car. So how does that make sense for it to be like a fruit snack?
Yeah, like a fruit snack. The same wax. Maybe he was just like, just like a snack. I don't know. I'm just trying to put it together.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to understand.
I feel more confused, though, than before. Fruit snack. Man, there ain't no fruit in there either. Cindy, here's your question in round 1, fact or bullcrap. Cindy, according to a new study, the official time of beer o'clock is 6:31 p.m. on Friday. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Cindy?
Bullcrap.
That means you're wrong.
Bullcrap.
What's 6:31 on a Friday?
6:31.
Yeah, that's, I guess, when it's officially beer o'clock. That seems late. I don't want to wait that long.
Is
it only once a week?
I guess.
Can't we have beer o'clock every day?
Yeah. Can't start earlier?
Every other time. Why in 30?
Better start next time. This Friday, 6:31.
6:31.
You better wait for
it. If you drink earlier, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. But at 6:31, you're good to go.
Good. Exactly. Darren 1 and Cindy minus 1.
Round 2.
Darren, your question in round 2, fact or bullcrap. Darren, the lead role of the movie Die Hard with Bruce Willis, that one, was originally offered to Julia Roberts. Fact, bullcrap, or screw. Darren.
Fact.
Is. No.
That means you're wrong.
No, it was originally offered, though, to famous singer Frank Sinatra.
What?
I know. He was 73 at the time. Technically, Die Hard, I guess, is a sequel to some movie I had never heard of called The Detective, and he was the detective.
Okay.
So I guess they said, do you want to bring your role back? He said, I can't jump off a building. I'm 70.
Yeah, he can't. No.
That would have been weird.
No.
So yeah, no Frank Sinatra on that one. Bruce Willis instead. Cindy, here's your chance to tie up the game. Fact or bullcrap, Cindy. Despite being in Minnesota, the Mall of America doesn't have any heating system. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Cindy?
Fact.
Correct. That is correct.
What?
Yeah.
Once again.
Well, it's huge. So they've got skylights.
Yeah.
So there's some heat from the sun. And then because there's so many stores in there, the regular lights generate a bunch of heat. And the body heat of all the people that go to this mall, they actually have to run the air conditioner year round.
Oh, I was going to say they're saving money.
No, they're not.
No,
they're spending more on the AC bill. But yeah, that has no heating system because it doesn't need one, which is very bizarre. Yeah.
Darren and Cindy, you're tied 0-0. 3.
Third and final round, all tied up. Both of you still have a screw in play. You want to make the other one answer your question instead? Here we go, Darren. Fact or bullcrap? In addition to a flu season, there's also a gonorrhea season. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica? Sorry, not Monica.
Ask me. I did make a face.
You did. You distracted me.
Sorry.
Monica is a gonorrhea aficionado. That's why I was asking her. Sorry, Darren, what do you say, fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to go with the screw.
Okay, screw. Cindy she works in the NICU, so she does have medicine involved. What do you say, Cindy, fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say bullcrap.
Bullcrap is? Nope.
Hoping that was bullcrap.
Yep, May to July, a merry gonorrhea season to you as well.
Sorry I distracted, but I was like, ew.
I know Monica's.
Who declared a season for that?
It's just gross. When there's more of it around.
I know, but I don't like hearing season.
No one declared a season like, yay, it's cheese season.
Walking around the hospital, they probably did say, you know what time it is.
Gonorrhea season.
Ew.
All right, Cindy, you're down by 1, but you can tie it up here if you get this question right. You can also screw Darren if you want as well. Fact or bullcrap, Cindy, the 3 most Instagram-worthy road trips in the world are all in France. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Cindy?
Screw.
Okay, Darren, she's screwing you back. Fact or bullcrap, get it right, you win. Get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. What do you say?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is correct. That is correct, and Darren is victorious. Yeah. It is America.
Miracle.
Thank you very much. America has all 3 of the most Instagram-worthy road trips. Do you have a guess as to what any of them are, Monica?
Somewhere in New York.
No.
Road trip. Take a road trip to Montana. It's beautiful in Montana.
Okay, so Grand Canyon would be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Route 66, that traditional one, and the Pacific Coast Highway, which is beautiful, man. You roll right up that coast.
Hey! WXLK HD. Rono.
Fang in the house. Monica Brooks. Hello. Zach Jackson. you as well. You can always text in to 52353. If you go to our website, k92radio.com, you can salute a strong mom in your life.
And win an awesome prize. This week, we have a $50 gift card from Urban Gypsy.
Very nice.
They're located in Grandin Village. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't checked them out, it's an amazing store. If you're looking for gifts, a perfect gift for a loved one. Or
they
just
sell stuff. That's the best way to describe it. It's the stuff that you don't find in other stores.
Yeah, and I told you, it feels like Target where you walk in and you want to buy everything. You're like, oh, I want that shirt. It's
yeah.
Like, I also need that candle.
Clothing and jewelry and candles.
Yeah, I need earrings. Like, you start buying everything.
Yeah.
Such a cool store.
So, Urban Gypsy, thank you, in Grandin Village in Roanoke. And that is our prize today in the Strong Mom Shoutout. So, if you want to salute a mom in your life, they've earned it. They deserve it. It's good for brownie points, too, if you want to suck up.
Like a love
husband,
you, mama.
Husband, something like that, too. My wife is the best mother ever. K92radio.com to knock it down. Snowy, not snowy weekend. So, regardless, you were probably hunkered down.
Yeah,
what'd you do? Were you watching football?
Did you watch a lot of football?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Do you know me, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't know. Well, there was a period of time where you said, I'm done with football.
Right.
You did say that.
I came back and I said, that was a lie. that did not happen.
I didn't know if you tuned away for a bit and jumped into Netflix, found a show.
Nope, I did not. I watched my Patriots win, and then I watched your Cowboys lose also.
Oh,
was it sad in your house Saturday night?
It was a little sad.
Because Monica is, she barely pays attention. But your husband is very much.
Yeah, he gets a little emotional about the game.
So was he?
His phone was going off the entire time. So a bunch of his buddies sending text messages and
are they a
memes.
Group of friends that do that where they're just like mean to each other and they harass and everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that. See, I don't do that.
You don't?
I'm very polite. I like to watch a game. I like to text with other people who root for the team I root for so we can all have conversations together.
But you don't have friends that text you memes?
No, I got rid of those people.
Your team,
they're not friends. I'm not friends with those people anymore because I don't do that to them. So my friends, they don't do that to me either. I mean, for example, here in the K92 Broadcast Palace, we have all other radio stations too.
Yeah.
And Dick and Dave, who work at Q99, Dave is a big Los Angeles Chargers fan, which is the team that the Patriots beat the crap out of yesterday. I didn't text him.
You didn't?
No,
did you say
I did
anything
not.
To him this morning?
He came to me first, so...
Oh, so he started
He did, to talk about the game, but it's not like I opened the door and was like, woo, boom, ha-ha. I don't
you
do
didn't
that.
Do that.
That's right.
You didn't say, how about those Chargers?
No, I don't. I don't do things like that. And we act like we've been there before, because we have. So that's that.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
So this one is trending. It went viral. It's funny, and it's actually, he's going through with it. So this guy got invited to a bachelor party by mistake.
Okay.
And so now he's going.
All right.
Yeah. This dude, Will Novak, 35-year-old dude in Phoenix, got an email about a bachelor party for a guy named Angelo. Like, all right, well, I don't know Angelo. Turns out one of the friends was supposed to be included in the email, Will Novak. Just a different one. And I guess they have similar email addresses.
Yeah.
And so he emailed back as a joke and said, all right, I'm in.
Is it okay?
And they said, all right, well, if you want to be in, you can come. So he's going.
It was a bunch of guys talking about going on a ski resort vacation for a bachelor party, Martin Luther King Day weekend. I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo. And it sort of seemed like one of those weird scam Nigerian prince emails, and I didn't know what to think of it. They then sent me an email saying, if you're serious, we're serious, get on that plane and get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only that, he started a GoFundMe to say, hey, I'm going to go on this ski trip. $1,900 he raised. So the trip is paid for, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's meant to be then for that dude. Well, so what happens to the friend? Is he still invited?
Oh, the other Will?
Yeah, the other Will?
Probably.
Are they like, we don't really like that Will
we
anyway.
Never really liked that guy anyway.
Yeah, they just didn't tell Will?
You know they're going to call him New Will also. Yeah. Hey, New Will! and old Will's going to get mad, and then he's going to ski away.
Aw, but that's a fun story, though.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be updates because it's next weekend and everything. So we'll see how it goes down.
Number two
trending. Bird Box is rapidly becoming of 2019 what Tide Pods were to 2018.
Are we still on Bird Box, though?
We're on people doing really stupid and irresponsible challenges for Bird Box. So Bird Box is a movie on Netflix, a horror movie. Sandra Bullock's in it. And everyone in it has to be blindfolded. Because you can't look out into the world. Some sort of evil
there.
Makes you kill yourself. Yeah. And it's one thing. If you want to be like we did. Me and Monica, we say, okay, we'll do bird boxing. We'll blindfold each other. Mm-hmm. We'll try to box each other. Yeah. At the gym in a controlled environment. You know, that kind of... That's fine. You want to do that?
That's cool.
See, the restaurants that are doing like bird box challenges where you're blindfolded and they serve you food and you have to figure out what it is. Okay.
That's okay. That's
great.
Different.
And then you're this idiot teenager who decides that she's going to pull the hat down over her face that she's wearing while she's driving.
No.
And immediately crashed her car.
She proceeded to pull her beanie down over her eyes as she was driving down the road.
Can't imagine somebody purposefully doing something that makes them not see while driving.
This is one thing we never thought we'd have to say. Don't drive blindfolded.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Yep. Fortunately,
she hurt someone.
No one was hurt. She crashed into a pole, and she's not hurt either. 17-year-old girl, we will just call her moron at this point. I don't have her name.
You get charged, right? See, I mean, she's 17.
Reckless driving, yeah. I know. There was one of those YouTuber morons did something where he blindfolded himself and then he just ran through traffic. Was another
one. See,
that's
the stuff where you put other people in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's
right.
One thing if you want to run through your house and you know, run on nails, you know, just start running and stepping on nails.
Right. But do whatever you want.
Do that at your own home.
You want to walk on Legos at your own house?
Yes,
that's fine.
Do that.
You want to do
If I'm driving and that mess comes running through, oh no.
One glass of lemonade, one glass of pee, and you want to blindfold yourself? As long as it's your own pee, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one to grow on right here on the thing. Exactly.
Number one.
What's it worth to you to never have to fold laundry again, Monica?
Laundry sucks. But okay, well, you said there's a robot.
Yeah.
But we have kids that could fold, but they don't do it well.
They're not going to do it well.
No.
Your kids, none of our kids are old enough to do it well.
Yeah.
My daughter might be okay at it, but not great. $1,000.
$1,000.
There's a $1,000 robot that will fold your laundry.
Thousand. I mean, I'm like, no.
But to never have to fold laundry? That's not bad.
Put $1,000 into a robot that can only fold laundry.
Think about every time you have to fold laundry. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and especially if you have kids, how many times a week is that? 4-5 times?
Yeah. You have kids, put them to work.
Let's say it's 5 times a week that you have to fold laundry. So now you start breaking it down. Even just over a year, it's not that expensive.
$1,000 for a robot.
And it's not, I don't want you to, when you say robot, I don't want you to think arms and legs and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It looks almost like a large computer printer. Now, sometimes at work, you have a really big printer that's also a fax machine and 19 other stupid things. It looks like that. And you slide your clothes. You just stick them in this little contraption.
Basket.
And then they drop down on the backside. And then there's in a nice, neat pile. And it looks like they've all been folded by someone who works at Old Navy. I mean, they're beautiful.
$1,000.
Ain't that bad. Think about what you probably waste $1,000 on instead.
Yeah, you do factor that in.
So I don't know. It was introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is going on right now. So
I guess
there's
if
all
you
sorts
have
of weird
the
innovations.
If you want to just spend the money, you say, okay, $1,000. I can put that in to a robot, a machine.
Think about if you smoke. I mean, you spend way more than that in a year. Or if you vape.
Yeah.
Hey, amount of money you're spending on that instead of having your clothes being folded by your robot slave. That's nice right there.
Mm.
And they were nicely folded.
Strong Mom Shout Out! Strong Mom Shout Out!
Honor the strong mom in your life. She's earned it. She deserves it. K92radio.com. Every week we shout out the strong moms and then we pick one to be our grand prize winner.
And it feels good to shout out your mama.
Sure.
You know, to show some love.
She appreciates it. She does things that she goes, oh, my baby. You know, that kind of thing. Because maybe it's your mother or maybe it's your sister or your wife, friend, coworker, whatever it is. Strong mom shout outs. Monica Brooks.
Let's shout out Angela Burnett in Roanoke.
Hello, Angela.
From her daughter, Kayla. Now, Kayla says, my mommy, yes, I still say mommy at age 28, is an amazing woman. She has struggled with both mental and physical health problems, but has never stopped providing and caring for me. When I was 10, I lost my father, and at that point, she had to become mom and dad.
Mm.
She's my shoulder to cry on and partner through anything. She's always there with the best advice. It's not always what I want to hear, but it's with true and sincere intentions. I could not ask for a better mom and granny to my children. I'm glad she's mine. I would be lost without her. That's Kayla saluting her mom, Angela.
There you go, Angela. Thank you for everything you do. Let's also shout out Denise Silva in Withville. Hello,
Denise.
Now, this is from her granddaughter, Renita. And Renita's biological mother, unfortunately, did not want either of her two children. But Grandma Denise stepped right in and became the mom that they needed. Denise worked hard over the years to make sure the kids never went without, had happiness in their lives, and always had food on the table. And when Renita got pregnant, Denise was there to make sure that she had everything ready for the day when her baby girl arrived, and took care of the baby while Renita went to school at night. And Renita says, if there's a definition of a strong mom, it's her. She didn't have to take us in, and she did. And she treated us like her own from day one. Grandchildren or not, thank you so much, Mom, for being so strong for the last 19 years. So thank you, Denise. Appreciate you.
Shout out Kayla White and Elliston from her husband, Travis.
Travis is smart.
He says, Kayla takes care of me and both of our kids and her father, who is fighting diabetes and just had surgery.
There you go.
And she's a busy nurse who is amazing at her job and deserves to be recognized. That's Kayla White and Elliston from her husband, Travis.
Very smart of you, Travis. Yes. And thank you so much to Kayla. Exactly. Now let's get to our winner for this week. Strong mom shout outs. K92radio.com. This week, we honor our strongest mom, though they're all very strong, with an Urban Gypsy gift card that is Grandin Village in Roanoke for Deidre Dalton. What's up, Deidre? Our grand prize winner. This is from her friend Katie, who actually listens to the show online from Asheville.
Oh.
So she's in Asheville, but Deidre is here in Roanoke, and she says, Deidre does all the things moms are supposed to do, like providing food and shelter and other basics. And on top of that, every week she gets on Macaroni Kid and Facebook to find activities that she and her daughter can do. She spends all her free time trying to ensure that her daughter is well-cultured. She exposes her to art, theater, different cultures, different languages. Not only is she willing to do whatever it takes to provide for her child, she is also an approved foster parent who immensely enjoys being able to step in when other families are faced with troubled waters. On top of working full-time, being a foster parent, and a single parent, Deidre is also a full-time grad student because she... people are insane at this point. You think, where did they have find time to sleep?
She's doing it all.
Yeah. And Katie ends with, she truly inspires me. After all she has been through with her abusive ex-husband, being a full-time single mom, working full-time, helping at-risk youth, and going to grad school, I feel like she deserves to have something special done for her. She is the strongest mother, friend, and person I know. So congratulations. Woo! Deidre, you are a big winner. Food in your house. It's nice to have food in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What is annoying as the person who grocery shops is all of the demands made on you.
Yeah.
You buy stuff, it's gone. The other one that drives me crazy is, and my kids do it, my daughter does it all the time. I'm bringing in the groceries. And she says, next time you go to the grocery store, can you get dot, dot, dot?
Like, all right, as you're walking in with the groceries?
I haven't even unloaded the groceries from this trip.
So and she doesn't really even know that you don't have dot, dot, dot.
Sometimes they know because they don't tell me. And they, so they don't tell me what they want or they need. Mm. And then they say, well, next time we need this as well.
Yeah.
The heck? Well, and then there's when they house stuff.
Yeah. Well, Jared, it was one thing when the family all enjoyed one particular item. So for Jared and the kids, they love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Because Jared really is just a big baby.
Well,
when it comes to food taste,
that's
he's a kid.
Sweet stuff.
Exactly. No, and it's not an insult. It sounds like one, but he has the food taste of a 6-year-old. I mean, that's what he likes.
Well, and he is trying to evolve with his, and eat some veggies here and there.
Cinnamon Toast Broccoli. That's what he's having.
Yeah, but when it comes to breakfast, they love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They just do. So I get the family box. And it's gone in a day.
It's still gone.
It's gone. And so now I have to go and get the family box. Plus, I just go ahead and get a bonus box to hide in the back because I know that Jared, he could eat that box just by himself.
But you have to hide it because if you leave both, they'll just house them both.
They'll just go through it. Yeah.
Okay. See, my house is the opposite when I try to get ahead of the game. And you can text in 52353 or something. They just house it and it drives you crazy because there are several people that have texted into 52353 that deal with the same thing as me. It's Eggos.
Eggos.
Eggo waffles.
They're gone like that?
Oh, my God. Because the kids eat them for breakfast. And my son loves to eat. He'd eat the whole box, I think, if we let him. Sometimes he eats a waffle and he goes, can I have another waffle? So you give him a waffle and he goes, I wish I could have another waffle. I'm like, boy, it's the whole box. Stop
it. And they keep going.
Yeah. And they just keep going and going and going. And here's my extra frustration because I buy that box of waffles and they will house it. And I'll buy another box and they'll house it. And I'll buy another box and they house it. And I know what you're thinking. Well, stupid, just buy the bigger box or buy more boxes. Every time I do that, they change their food tastes.
They no longer want it.
They no longer want whatever it is. Because for a while, they were doing the cinnamon toast waffles. That's what, man, they would. And again, I'd come, but one day, one box. One day, one box. One day, one box. So I bought like four boxes. Mm-hmm. And they stopped eating the cinnamon toast ones and said, we want regular.
Yeah.
And now
they
I've
don't
got
crave it anymore.
Three stupid boxes that are taking up space in my freezer. My son ate fish nuggets for about a day, and he loved them. Mm-hmm. And they were on closeout, and I bought three boxes of them. Now he says he doesn't like them anymore. I got those boxes sitting there. So every time they buy something, so that's, they're on the regular waffles now. And I know, darn it, if I buy a giant thing, then they're going to move on to microwave pancakes.
But they'll come back around.
They will not. There's boxes of sausage that they used to eat. I bought four of those, and then they stopped.
Do you have room in your fridge?
I have no room for anything because I got all their stuff.
Dang. Yeah, like you don't have room. You keep buying these boxes and closeout deals. I mean, gosh.
They love House and Goldfish in my house. Yeah. Only the little bags, though. I buy the big, giant
they don't want that.
Gallon jug thing. They stop eating them. They want Cheez-Its. Like, that's what they move on to. They love screwing with me. They do.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's something. A lot of times, Jared will say, if you get like the massive box of something or whatever, he doesn't.
It's not as good.
It's not as good.
It's not as fresh.
So,
and
Jared,
at the bottom.
Yeah, he's a tall guy, but mm-hmm. he still likes the mini versions of everything. When it comes to candy, he doesn't want the candy bar. He wants the little minis.
Yeah.
So he can just pick them up.
He's like that commercial I see where everyone says what they want with their website. The guy says, I'll make everything really tiny. He wants to be that guy.
When we go, like, we get cupcakes for some reason. He always gets he wants the mini cupcakes. For his birthday, I'll get the minis. I won't get the big cupcakes.
Does he pretend he lives at the top of a beanstalk also? Because I think he likes to pretend that he's a giant. Yeah. Something like house in your house.
Yeah.
You buy it, they eat it.
Family takes over.
Ooh, last night, we were like meatloaf monsters.
Bah, the meatloaf!
But if it's good, can't control yourself, and it was cold outside.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Should have made extra loaves. I should have made meatloaf double meatloaf. Yeah. Why did we not?
That would be a good lunch.
Yeah, my house, every time there's certain things that my children and the family, whoever, they'll eat it, and they will eat it all, and it'll be gone in a day. But if I buy a larger box, they will stop eating it. They'll move on to
don't
something
want it
else.
Anymore. Something else, Dad.
Oh.
Pick me up this.
Do you ever feel like when you're kids' friends come over, they eat more of your food than your own children do?
Yeah.
Like, their portions are always larger. Some of my friends, the kids' friends, they come over and they want, say, goldfish, and they pour themselves a gigantic bowl.
Well why not? Because you can get away with it.
Is that what it is? So they don't
at their house, the parents probably like, no, you only get this amount of goldfish. But
right, because that's what I do.
You're at Lennon's house. All right, we're friends, so you don't want to make them look bad.
It's like
friends.
The Niagara Falls of goldfish. They start pouring out.
Everybody's thirsty and hungry.
You know, my son had a friend over, and they wanted one of those yogurt tubes.
Yeah.
And the house one, he goes, can I have another? I said, no. Give me another one?
No.
Get one to your own house.
He gave you the look of, what? You just said no?
One per. Get lost.
Your dad just said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, do you just have meals of yogurt at your house? Absolutely not. Text 52353. This person in the 5-4-0 Pop-Tarts, they don't last. Even the giant boxes from Sam's.
Oh, God.
See, that's my problem. Is when I do the giant boxes, nobody eats it.
Mm-hmm. It sits there and gets old.
They want the tasting portion of everything. Yeah. Because the minute I do, Cassandra says milk never lasts in her house.
Yeah.
Does anyone in your house drink milk?
Well, with cereal. And Jared likes milk on occasion if he has like a, you know, snack.
Okay.
He likes his milk.
Because in my house, it's just my son. He is the only person who drinks milk. And he goes through a gallon like every 2 or 3 days. I can't even imagine if someone else in the house drank milk, forget it.
Yeah, because I really don't drink milk. I don't know.
Nope.
No.
I drink it with cookies. That's it.
That's the last.
And even that, I don't necessarily need it. Kenny in Roanoke, shout out to Kenny, says, my daughter eats all my popcorn and it drives me insane. And my wife doesn't understand why. See, that's an unsupportive wife right there. You have to understand why it drives you. Especially if it's something that's supposed to be yours and they eat
your snack.
Right.
And you try to hide it and they find it and they just devour your snack.
I know. My daughter loves expensive foods. She gets it from her father. But anytime we have fancy chocolate, she wants to eat all that. I'm thinking, this is a $7 candy bar. This is for mom and dad.
You get a piece.
Yeah, you can sniff the corner. That's about it.
You give her a square, and that's it?
Yeah, but they want more, and they want more. I'm like, no. You go back to cheap candy bars. That's for you. The old Halloween candy, whatever it is.
She does like some good stuff. I know I had the, what was it, the beet chips?
Yes.
And I didn't like them. I didn't really care for them.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, well, Isabella, she enjoys them.
Yep. Well, which they house in a second. I bought another bag. They didn't eat it. I'd just like to point that out, that it was just like the same scenario yet again.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
An egg took her down.
I know she lost to an egg.
Yes, she
did. This story made me laugh.
Kylie Jenner, you know, she holds the Instagram record, well, she did, with 18.2 million likes.
Right, she had the most liked post.
Yeah.
I think it was a baby picture or a pregnancy announcement.
It was one of those.
But you know pictures. They love having holding on to that title. I'm the most liked
the
on
most
Instagram.
Likes. 18.2 million likes.
Well, she lost to an
egg. She lost to a plain brown egg. So, yeah, last night they said it slipped past Kylie. She with the egg. 18.2.
And there's nothing special about this egg. It was an account that was set up by somebody to say, let's have the world record tweet. Let's take down Kylie.
Yeah. And they did it.
Do they even have any other tweets or is it just the egg?
I think it's
egg?
Just the egg.
Or
the brown egg.
Instagram post, whatever it is. Yeah, just a random egg.
It's just
egg.
The egg. Now, would it be a twist if it's like, hey, it's me, Kylie. I put up a brown egg just to take myself down.
Oh, man. I could see that happening,
and then,
too.
And then it'll be some kind of like, hey, here's my egg perfume. You know, I don't know. They like to sell things.
Nope. World record egg. One post. 2.9 million followers. And then that thing has...
Watch it be Kylie Jenner. And she's going to say, look at my egg.
The
I'm
egg
pregnant.
Is up to... what'd you say it was?
It's 18.2.
No, it's 27.4 million
27?
Now.
What?
Yep.
That's a jump. I bet you it's something that's set up by them. Because they're good like that. They're clever with it.
Man, whoever does it, it's like, how do they manage to get that traction in the first place? I'm so impressed by that they get 3 million followers on one post of an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Because then you know that you can spin around. I mean, that account is valuable. So you can spin that around. You can sell this account or you can start just posting.
Can you buy likes? Can you buy? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's against the rules.
It's against the rules, but people break rules.
That is true. So I don't know. But you can't buy 27 million of them.
No.
Who's behind this egg? What's going to hatch out of this egg? Is it
a baby?
Lady
I think it's going to be Kylie.
Kylie Jenner. It's Stormy.
Yes.
It's her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, and did you also see that her baby, there's a video on Instagram where Kylie, she has her little cute little baby sitting on this, this little beanbag chair or some kind of chair. It's really fancy, cute. But she hands her a nice little purse. This purse is a very expensive purse.
Oh, sure.
But if you look at the chair that the child is sitting on, it's like $10 million. Like a $10 million baby chair.
Oh, my God.
It was something ridiculous where you're like, you paid how much? I think it's more than that. I got to find the video and show it to you.
I want to be rich like that. I want to be so rich. I'm going to sit in a $10 million baby chair.
Well, you don't care if Spit Up gets on a chair. You have that much money where you say, I don't care. Throw up one. I'll buy a new one.
Yep.
What?
That's impressive. I like that.
All right, Kanye West, he is backing out of Coachella. He says that they won't build him a giant dome for him to perform. So I am leaving, folks. I'm out the door.
All right, bye.
They said we can't do it. We don't have enough time, and we don't know how to rearrange our porta-johns. So,
right. And it is way more important for everybody to be able to pee at Coachella
it
than it
important.
Is to put up with this dome. There is no doubt. Will he hatch out of the egg? We have
Maybe.
No idea. Liars Club
Hi.
Now.
I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
One of us is telling the truth. One of us is a rotten liar. Is it me? Isaac ate a gigantic lunch on Friday.
I, Monica, made a 2 a.m. run to the store for snacks.
Okay, let's see. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Who do you think is the liar?
I think it is you, Zach.
You think it's me? Probably more because Monica's prone to doing late night snack runs, and Zach probably just ate a bean for lunch on Friday. Sarah, I am sorry to say no. That is in fact true. I had a physical on Friday, and you know, you're not allowed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in our times of modern medicine and medical advancements, we still shouldn't have these rules anymore of, well, you can't eat for 247 hours before and you can only have black coffee and this, that. No!
But they told you.
Anyway,
no
so
food.
I hadn't eaten all morning and I was very hungry.
Oh, you were.
So I went
starving
to a certain place that has a bell-shaped thing on the top of it and I ordered a lot of things.
When you say a lot, what did you order?
I ordered six things.
Six?
Yeah, because you know
just for you?
Yeah, they got the little dollary things now. So I got me some Dorito Locos and then I got me a bunch of beefy Frito burritos.
Dang.
And I'm like, throw in a quesadilla in there. I ate the whole dang thing and I could have eaten
before
more.
You got home?
I wanted to. No,
oh,
I got home.
Okay. All right.
I did the shame in the comfort of my own home. So I went ahead and did that. But yeah, it was so good. I loved it. So whatever the results were of my physical, I canceled them all out by eating just a giant pile of food afterward. But it, like I said, was straight up worth it. Let's go to Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
All right. There's one person left. Who's the liar?
Monica.
Monica is, in fact, the liar.
And this
is kind of surprising that Monica did not make a 2 a.m. run to the store for snacks, but...
Jared had to make the run.
It was your husband, so it was close.
We talk about him and his snacks all the time, but he had to run out. And it was 2 a.m. And it's dangerous outside, but he still wanted ice cream.
So when was this?
This was, the ice was already, was it Saturday?
Oh, so Saturday night.
Saturday night.
He went out in freezing rain.
2 a.m.
Just
Sunday
to get
morning.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, really? You're going to go outside? He said, oh, I got to have some ice. And he really did come home with his ice cream, and he went to town eating ice cream. He had that craving for it. He wanted that snack.
Had he gone to bed and he woke up hungry? Was he still awake at 2 o'clock
still,
in the morning?
He was still up.
Oh, I see what this is now. All right. It's all coming together for me now.
What is that?
Your husband... Big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh,
Saturday
don't
night.
Go there.
No, I see what this is. It's okay. They lost.
Yeah.
And him needed to drown his sorrows in some ice cream.
He was a little emotional about the game.
He needed ice cream to be his comfort because his wife is no comfort to him.
He went through the cabinet. He didn't like any snacks that we had in there. He didn't want the cheeses. He wasn't craving whatever wheat thins.
And when I say this about you, I mean, you're an awesome wife. You're an awesome mother. You're a halfway decent coworker.
Well, thank you. If you want to be a thanger and work next to me.
Yeah. But you are not someone who offers comfort or empathy or things like that. That's just not your personality. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm really not that good at it either.
Yeah.
You're like... They're there.
But ice cream would help with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Ice cream would comfort him the way you don't. So he had to go get his sadness ice cream.
And he went and got his Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah.
2 a.m. run for ice cream.
It's cute. Oh, my God. It's Friday night. I drank tons and tons and tons of water. As we're just talking about food in the middle of the night. We had some steaks Friday night. And I salted them up good. But man, all night, I drank a half gallon of water in the middle of the night. I got up, I refilled I have a 24-ounce thing that I fill with water. Drank the whole thing, went downstairs, filled that up, drank the whole thing by morning again.
Ooh, does that
and
dehydrate?
I was still thirsty, I know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Drunk woman has been banned from Walmart for riding around in the little motorized cart while drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Did they take it too far, though? Banned from Walmart? Because it sounds like she was...
No, they didn't take it too far.
I'm just...
She was drinking wine out of a Pringles can, Monica.
Did she walk in with that Pringles can?
Or did she fill...
Did she finish a Pringles can?
Does it matter?
It does.
As someone who's done this, Monica, do you bring your own Pringles can or do you open one at Walmart?
I think she got one of the small Pringles cans. And then she said, well, there's wine right over there.
Wichita Falls, Kansas. Got a call Friday morning. Monica Brooks was tooling around the Walmart in a motorized cart drinking wine out of a Pringles can. I love how it says, and around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours. And by the time the cops got there, she was gone.
She was gone?
Yeah, the next
day. They didn't catch her?
They found her at a restaurant nearby.
Oh.
So no charges, but she has been banned from Walmart.
Okay. She was looking for a car. She's like, where did I park again? Yeah, riding around.
I don't want her to find her car after drinking out
of
the Pringles can.
No, she can't.
That's a shame vessel right there.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
People are flooding 911 in North Carolina because they thought they saw Bigfoot. Turns out it was a Bigfoot statue.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Moxville, which is in central North Carolina, people saw an 8-foot Bigfoot with glowing red eyes. That was a statue that someone had built.
So the statue's been there?
No, someone just put it there.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I mean, they did it to kind of mess with people.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that there was something in them woods.
You never know what's really out there.
I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, people were just saying, no. I said, well, come over here and look. Kind of wild looking.
You feel like that woman was drinking out of a Pringles can at the same time? I feel like that was a possibility. So, yeah, no big feats. All right.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Guy got into a high-speed police chase. Why? Because it was my lifelong dream.
Yeah. I told you that was a weird...
Yes.
Zach Jackson
story.
Has just blown your mind.
And, I mean, he was rolling through, three or four different counties?
Very weird story. 24-year-old dude, Dwayne Wilson, Wakefield, Virginia, sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over, but he took off. Took him on a high-speed highway chase through three different counties.
Yeah.
Clocked at 130 miles an hour. After about 35 miles, cops managed to box him in, so he had to pull over on the shoulder. And when they arrested him, he said he did it because, quote, it's my lifelong dream to run from the police.
Mm-hmm. That's his dream.
That's a terrible bucket list.
It is. Awful.
Is that the B-side to Live Like You Were Dying? This police chase for 35 miles?
And you, I mean, you go to jail.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry, you go to jail.
But I guess bucket list item checked. That's what we have. Oh. Some people's bucket lists are weird. Remember the girl who texted in that she wanted to be punched in the face one time?
I remember that girl.
Yeah.
That was a strange one.
Maybe so if you have something completely bizarre on your bucket list, hopefully it's better than run from the law. You can text it to 52353. But yeah, I remember she texted in and legitimately wanted to be punched in the face by someone so she could see what it felt like.
And I still don't understand that. Why would that be?
I don't know. She even asked her friends, punch me in the face.
No,
I can't. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, if you really wanted that bad, just walk into a wall really fast.
Okay.
You know, just do that.
I recommend going to the grocery store during a snowstorm. Chances are you will get punched in the face by somebody.
Get angry there. Yeah.
Yep, just start making trouble with everybody. I have some things you want and don't want. Okay. Do you want to hear something that's happening that you want? Or do you want to hear something that's happening that you don't want? I'll do both of them.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
I want the don't first.
You want the don't. Mm-hmm. Okay. Elon Musk, that's the guy who designed the Tesla and stuff. He's always throwing random things out there of insane ideas or claims of inventions or whatever. He says he is not joking that he is putting together a hover car.
Hover car? No, I don't want that at
all. Yeah, see, I'm on the don't want on that one.
Mm-mm.
So basically you think that Back to the Future 2, remember that movie where they had the DeLorean, it would float up in the air with rockets on it?
Yeah. Thank you.
He says the new Tesla Roadster, he promises for 2020, some sort of rocket boosted hover car.
And that's possible. I think you can do that now.
I don't know.
I don't want it. I don't want people to drive. Now they can just fly into your house. Thank you.
They already like to drive into your house. Exactly.
So pass.
I'm really I am no on flying cars, man.
Yeah. Flying bikes. Yeah, then what's the purpose of biking then?
Flying bikes.
If someone wanted to, you know, have a flying bike, they can motorized bike just kind of, you can get your workout on at the same time.
How is it a workout if it flies on its own?
Well, if you have a bike at the gym, you're not really moving, but you are
okay.
moving.
So it's a flying bike and they have to pedal. So then what you have is a tired person who falls on top of you when their bike.
That's not good either.
Okay, I don't want that either.
Okay, is there any, of course we have. I don't think I want any of it. I was just thinking about it.
No,
I was
on the flying car.
Is there anything?
None.
No.
I don't really even like the idea of drones delivering stuff. I'm not even a fan of that.
No.
So no, I don't like that one at all. Do not want. What I do want, and apparently it is actually happening, Coming to America 2.
Oh yeah, that is happening. I did see that over the weekend.
The director is the guy who directed Hustle and Flow, that movie. The script is getting a rewrite from the creator of Black-ish.
Okay.
And Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are both in. No all word right. on the rest of the cast. The guy who played Cleo McDowell, the McDowell company, he says, no one's called me, but I'm in.
I haven't received an official notification that they even want me involved, but I'm hopeful that I will be. I know if they do want me back, I'm looking forward to it. It was a gas the first time out. Second time could be even better.
Okay.
It's classic comedy from the late 80s.
They're bringing back everything.
Prince Akeem in this one will return to America to find his long-lost son, the heir to the throne of the African nation of Zamunda.
All right.
Do you think there's a Wakanda joke in there at some point? Like Zamunda and Wakanda are going up against each other. And they're looking forward to bringing back all the characters. So that I want.
Yeah.
Hover car, no.
No.
Slightly disappointing sequel to a movie I love, sure. I'm okay with that one.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Not something I would ever want, but I guess people really, really did because Costco, which is sort of like Sam's Club, they even had sold out of it. They were selling 27-pound buckets of mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
That is a lot of mac and cheese.
That is a lot.
They're selling it. They're calling it the storage bucket. 180 servings of mac and cheese.
You gotta really want some mac.
It's listed for them. It's listed under their emergency kits and supplies because they claim it has a 20-year shelf life.
Oh.
Mm. $90 for your 27-pound jug of mac and cheese.
You should never know.
A lot of the reviews say it tastes pretty good, actually.
Oh. But you think that it can shelf life for 20 years, hanging there, mac and cheese.
I mean, I guess if the apocalypse arrives, you want carbs so you can run from zombies or whatever it is that's going on. So you want a lot of carbs. And you probably do want a lot of cheese to stop you up because who knows what the plumbing situation is going to be in the zombie world. So
that is true.
You know, I guess that makes sense.
Number two.
So this is an update. Because remember a couple weeks ago, the Bears kicker, the guy, he missed, you know, the double doink. He hit both the goalpost and the other thing, and he missed it. And everybody railed on him and said he sucked and I could do better than you. So there was that brewery in Chicago that did the contest. And they said if anyone can successfully make that field goal, they put a goalpost up in their backyard, 43-yard field goal, we will give you free beer for a year.
Mm-hmm.
101 people tried, zero did it.
Zero.
Zero.
So they're still good. That's what they wanted.
Not a single person managed to do it. And the place, they donated $20,000 to a charity chosen by that kicker, too.
Okay.
So there was that whole thing. But, yep, zero for 101. Everybody thought they could do it.
I bet you they were a little bit nervous, though. I'd be a little nervous.
Well, I bet you're nervous in a real game, too. So there's that. But, yeah, boy, everybody's an expert on Facebook. And then you make them actually do something. They can't figure it out.
Number one.
This one kind of terrifies me. It's a growing trend in the restaurant world. Kind of borrowing a page from Uber. The scariest words are what if you're someone that's relying on getting an Uber, Monica?
Oh, the surge.
The surge. Surge pricing is coming.
They can get you.
It's coming to restaurants, too.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you want a really desirable reservation at a certain time. It's going to, this food will be more expensive, or you'll have to pay for that reservation.
No.
You know, you want to eat at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. It's the same thing. Airlines, you want the good seat. You got to pay more. That's surge pricing, basically. Yeah, it started at some restaurant in London, sort of taken on. Open Table is saying that people are willing to pay for last-minute primetime reservations at popular restaurants.
I know, because we can say no, we won't do it, but we, come on. I can see you doing it now. You're like, all right, pay an extra.
No, I'm going to eat dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon.
No, you
care. No.
Yes, you. If you have no choice.
I have fought back against the surge on Uber. Before, I think technically I'm the one who ends up losing, but I just say, no, I refuse. And I'll just keep walking until I get to somewhere where it doesn't cost as much, which caused me to get caught in the rain a couple years ago at Boobash in the middle of a crappy neighborhood.
In your costume.
Yep.
I couldn't believe you that year.
For an Uber, I wasn't even paying for. I was going to expense it and make work pay for it because it was a work event.
I think it was raining. Yes, it was raining so bad.
It wasn't raining when I started walking. And then it started pouring on me. And let's keep in mind that now I'm trapped soaking wet in a rougher neighborhood dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
Yep. So. There's Zach Jackson.
But I live to tell the story. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So surge pricing is coming, whether we like it or not. And we'll probably pay it because that's, I mean, they do studies and they find out we're willing to pay. So then they charge us. That's how this works. So get ready for the surge.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
The Rock is in damage control right now.
The Rock? Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, it's for something he didn't do, but of course he gets attached to it. There was an article that started circulating this weekend where it was an interview with The Rock, and he trashes millennials.
What does he say?
And he calls them lazy and snowflakes and all these things. Yeah, there's a problem is the whole article, no one interviewed him. The whole thing was made up. So now he looks like he said these things. He
didn't
say that. That's what he said.
The interview never took place, never happened, never said any of those words. Completely untrue, 100% fabricated. I was quite baffled when I woke up this morning. You know it's not a real DJ interview. If I'm ever insulting a group, a generation, or anyone, because that's not me.
He wouldn't do that.
No, I know, but it sucks because then I guarantee you, even if it is fake and he says it's fake, there's going to be people that aren't going to pay attention to that or they're not going to notice.
The Rock said this. Someone's listening right now, probably like, oh my gosh, I just heard that The Rock said.
Right, even though I totally didn't say that. Did you hear what he said? No, he didn't say that.
No, he's a good guy. He wouldn't do that.
People, they only half pay attention, so they do charge through with that. So he's dealing with the damage control there. We were talking about there being a Coming to America sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. One that I have no desire to ever see a sequel to or a reboot of is the TV show Breaking Bad because it was perfect.
It ended
at the right time. It had the right ending. And the star of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, he agrees. He says, never.
I'm not eager to rekindle. Like, if there was talking about rebooting Breaking Bad, and to me, it was such a perfect beginning, middle, and end. And to open that up again, I think would lessen what we did before.
Don't do it. Yeah,
he's right about that. I mean, I just started watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still season one.
That's right, you are.
Yeah, but from what I see
so
far.
So you're welcome, because I edited out a big spoiler in what he was talking about.
Oh,
just
you did?
For people like you, that even though the show ended years ago, may go find it on Netflix, and I didn't want to ruin it for you.
Okay, well,
you
thank
probably
you.
Wouldn't do that for me.
I would just kind of, I would forget and be like, oh, sorry, spoiler alert.
Right, that's what Monica does. She says spoiler alert after she's
to.
Ruined it for you. Oh, spoiler alert. That's not an alert.
Yeah.
That's spoiler in hindsight. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. Let's see what else we got here. Sarah Hyland. I think this is important to pass along just for people that are struggling with emotional issues and going through things. She's from Modern Family, mm-hmm. one of the girls on there. And she was on Ellen talking about, because she's had health issues pretty much her entire life.
Yep.
She had a couple different kidney transplants, dealing with a lot of that. And she said that legitimately she's seriously contemplated suicide many times. And just listen to her. I mean, she's not messing around here.
After 27 years of always being in sick and being in chronic pain every single day, and you don't know when you're gonna have the next good day, it's really, really hard. And I would write letters in my head to loved ones of why I did it and my reasoning behind it, how it was nobody's fault. And I didn't want to write it down on paper because I didn't want anybody to find it.
I mean, were you really close to doing that?
I was very, very, fairly, very close. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's something that people deal with. They need to hear this, you know.
Well, it's good to understand that
someone else's.
Other people feel that way, even if you're rich and famous and things like that. And you can get through it and things will get better and there is help available for you.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we encourage anyone out there with any thoughts.
Because
like
I didn't
know
for the longest time that she had struggled with so many health issues.
Yeah, she tried to keep it to herself a lot, and that is a challenge as well. So, you know, when you're dealing with adversity, if you can rise up above it, that's, you'll be stronger for it. Speaking of adversity, there's a couple of these sisters are currently part of the government shutdown. They ain't getting paid, you know, because there's people that are getting furloughed or whatever. So they've started a cheesecake business.
Oh.
With their free time that they got going on. So that's kind of cool.
When Jackie and our mom said, hey, we can do this, you know, I was all ready to do it, and we jumped right in.
So maybe they never go back to their jobs.
Make their own money.
Furloughed cheesecake is what it's called, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Because they're making a joke of the fact that they are and everything. So there's a heads
good
up on
them.
That. A big trend right now is Flamin' Hot Things.
Oh.
People got the Cheetos.
Yep.
Now there's the Doritos.
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Well,
in order to meet sales projections, Apple is teaming up with Cheetos to bring you the Flamin' Hot iPhone.
Flamin' Hot iPhone.
Now with Super Retina display, bright orange case, 12 megapixel sensor. And when you first pull it out of the box, the Flamin' Hot iPhone comes with a spicy red dusting of either Chipotle Ranch, chili cheese, or crunchy cheddar jalapeno.
Oh, good.
This is Siri. Would you like me to order more wet wipes?
The Surgeon General has determined the Flamin' Hot iPhone meets all food safety regulations. The Flamin' Hot iPhone.
Warning, do not rub eyes after texting or scrolling.
Oh, that's the worst when you rub your eyes, man. I hate that.
Bernie.
K92 Morning Thang. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, and you. Monday, icy, sort of snowy-ish, mostly icy. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach. And potentially somebody else, if you are interested, we are combing through the applicants now for the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang. Will it be you?
It'll be you right now listening in the car.
Job here, $1,000 signing bonus, and the potential of a career.
Yep. And this is a real job. Mm-hmm. And right now, someone's listening, probably traveling to work and saying, oh, I really don't want to go into this job right here. I want to be part of the Morning Thang.
There you go.
Well, then submit an application. Submit a video. We want to hear you. We want to see you.
Yep. The more you can share, the better. Let us know, because we'd like to make a decision soon. We're going to have more people in this week trying stuff out, auditioning. We had people answer the questions of death on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
No one survived. They all died. Every single one of them was amazing.
I said, I can't take this.
Right. They just, that was it.
Yeah.
No, they did not. They all did well. So we will continue with that brand new anger diary tomorrow. A lesson in kid economics. Because I'll explain. Because kid economics is different than adult economics.
Okay.
Because normally.
It is very different.
Well, yeah. You think how, think about this. When you buy something, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who owns that?
I buy it. It's mine.
Yeah, sorry. In kid economics, that's not how it works. You don't own it. So I'm going to explain. Yep.
Okay.
I shall share with you my experience in kid economics. It's a very messed up class, but we will explain. Brand new Anger Diary, 7:15, 8:15, 9:15. If you missed anything today, you can always get the podcast, which is available on iTunes, or you can open your K92 radio app, and it's available right in there. K92 streams live on the app, too. And if you are someone that has an Amazon Echo device, download the K92 skill, install it on your little smart speaker, and then you can say, play K92.
Right there for you.
And the robot lady will do so.
Robots. Mm-hmm. Taking over, but we don't mind that takeover.
As long as they fold our laundry and play our radio stations, that's all we ask. We will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Toodaloo.